Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Strawberry Alarm Clock bringing us back from the Wayback Machine. I'm Jim Blasingame, also from the Wayback Machine. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Dr. Jen Donahue. She is an engineer and a military veteran. She's the owner of her own small business, J.L. Donahue Engineering. She's a world-traveling problem solver on an engineering level, on a massive infrastructure scale. She's helped people all over the world. We're really proud of you, Jen. Thank you for your service. Thank you for your work. And while you were doing that, being very effective and successful, which we know you were because you got invited back, you know, that's one of the keys, right? It's one thing to get invited, but to be invited back, that's when you know you did something right. But during most of that time, if not all the time, you were the only female in the room, on the plane, on the bridge, in the desert, or for as far as the eye could see. How did you handle that? How did you feel about that? And how were you treated?
It really all started back in grade school. I seemed to be the only woman in the room at that time. Most of the other women were, you know, even in grade school and in high school, they were more into the art, into the arts. I was more into the math and the science, and so I always wound up kind of being the only person in the classroom. And the same thing happened whenever I was an engineer at Texas A&M. I was one of only two women that were in the ocean engineering program. And so this is how I had been brought up, and I was used to actually being the only woman in the room. I understood guys. I understood how to joke with them, and they always kind of looked at me as their little sister. So whenever I got into the Navy,
I want to ask you a question about that. I want to ask you a question about that.
Yeah.
So the big debate about this is, are girls less represented in the STEM programs because it's something that girls are less likely to be interested in? Or is it because of the environment that we raise our girls in, that we encourage them to go in another way, we discourage them from going towards STEM? What do you think about that debate?
I think it's changed over the years. I know that whenever I was a girl, I was really being pushed more into the arts because there wasn't any other women that were in the math and science. There was nobody to look up to. I didn't see somebody that I could look at and say,
but it took a strong. Like, but you've got a strong personality. It took a strong personality to say, "This isn't my interest. I don't care if it is only boys. I want to go there."
Exactly. Also, I was terrible at drawing stick figures. I knew I couldn't be in the arts. So. And so my mom realized this, and she absolutely supported me and really, you know, pushed me and encouraged me to go more into the math and science because she saw how much I loved it. And so I had her backing the entire time. But I'm finding with my friends and their girls is that it doesn't seem to be that way anymore. Most of my friends are scientists and mathematicians, and their girls are great at math and science, and there doesn't seem to be as much of a stigma. I think it's because now girls are seeing that, hey, I can be like my mom, who is a mathematician, or I can, you know, these other great role models that girls can see.
Right.
Oh, I can be like that also. So I think over time, it started to change. I think we're still a little bit lopsided, and that's just going to probably take some generations to get through.
But one of the things that I've been trying to get across for so many things that we're discussing these days is rather than being angry and defiant and militant almost about what we don't have yet, why don't we recognize the progress that's been made and say, let's build on that? What do you think?
I think so, too. I don't think it does any good to be angry about these things. I think we have to find a way. I'm one of those people who always tries to fix things, like I always try to build. And so I want to try to look at the positive and say, here's where we are. But, hey, look, here's where we can go, and here's how we can get there. I think that's the type of attitude that we need to have.
Well, there's no question about that, but we need to apply that to everything, to race relationships, to help supporting women, whatever it may be. There's no question that there's progress has been made. We may not like the where we are, but we got to like the trend. And to be militant and angry about something is tantamount to denying what's happened before, isn't it?
It's true. There's been a lot of people who have done so much great work. I think we need to take a step back and just realize how much they've done.
Yeah.
Then go forward and look, maybe try to find, those bright shining lights in the new generation to say, mm-hmm. Here's where you pick this up and here's where you run with it.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that today, so you think today for the most part, if a young girl wants to be involved in typically male dominated fields, that there's no real impediments anymore?
I think there's still some impediments, and, really that's a lot of peer pressure and things like that. Those mm-hmm. are some of the items that really need to change.
And that's between girls. That's what you're talking about is between girls, right? That doesn't have anything to do with men,
exactly.
Does it?
Not really. Most of the guys are like, sure, you can come. That's fine. There is still a stigma, and right. It's one of those things where, my friend has a 10-year-old girl, and it's just amazing the peer pressure, just looking back and seeing the peer pressure that she's under, and the things that she wants to do that's maybe not cool because, she likes math and she likes science. So there's that whole stigma.
When I was studying zoology in college, there was one girl in our class, and she was the smartest person in the room. There's no question about that. Tim Till, right back with Dr. Jen Donahue. After the break, we're going to talk some more with her. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.